Bryn Bass would lead the Coon Rapids Baird girls cross country team at their home meet on the Coon Rapids golf course on Monday night. She would finish in sixth place in a time of 29:05.57. Lacey Davis was 17th and Bridget Sherbron took 23rd. On the boys' side of things, Colby Heidoff led the way, taking second place in a time of 22:08.17. Keegan Sealers finished up in 10th, Corey Heidoff in 14th, and Christian Stockman took home a 26th place finish. Well, Lutz made a 58-yard field goal as time expired, and the New Orleans Saints beat the Houston Texans 30-28 Monday night in a game that had three scoring plays in the final minute. That's one that got to be a top moment for me, Lutz said, and that as much as he tries to treat each kick the same, he's got to be honest, that one felt a little different. Rookie Trent Grisham is enjoying being a part of a race for a pro postseason berth. Grisham had a career-high 5 hits and drove in 2 runs as Milwaukee picked up their 4th straight win, knocking off the Miami Marlins 8-3. Houston Astros showed how powerful their lineup can be for a second straight game. Zach Greinke struck out 5 in 6 strong innings. Robinson Quirinos and Jordan Alvarez each homered twice as Houston hit a major league record 6 home runs in the first 2 innings, and the high-scoring Astros routed Oakland 15-0, picking up their 5th straight victory. And the music blared in the clubhouse behind the door to manager Aaron Boone's office. New York, New York was playing through the speakers, and a few voices could be heard joining in on the lyrics. The New York Yankees had an extra reason to be happy after ending their longtime rivals' run atop the AL East. New York officially stopped Boston's 3-year reign as division champs, blanking the Red Sox 5-0 last night behind another big effort from James Paxton. Elsewhere in baseball, it was Atlanta over Philadelphia 7-2, and the Mets knocked off Arizona 3-1. Now, Cubs shortstop Javier Baez saw a hand specialist who has confirmed the slugger has a hairline fracture on his left thumb. He is expected to miss the rest of this month, but the team says he will continue his rehab in hopes of playing in October. Baez is batting .281 with 29 home runs and 85 RBI in 133 games this season. The California Assembly has passed a bill to let college athletes make money. The bill would let college athletes hire agents and be paid for the use of their name, image, or likeness, and it would stop universities and the NCAA from banning athletes who make money. Now, the bill also sets up a confrontation with the NCAA that could jeopardize the athletic futures of programs at USC, UCLA, and Stanford. Universities oppose the bill, and the NCAA has warned the bill could mean California universities would be ineligible for national championships. Local volleyball action coming up for you tonight. Audubon and ACGC are at Woodward Granger. Glenn Ralston entertains Cam Anita. Coon Rapids Baird will host West Harrison. Arweva goes to Exire Elkhorn Kimbleton. Carroll is home tonight to Boone. Kemper and Clarinda go to Denison Schleswig, and Peyton Sherdan will host a Woodbine. That's a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.